And that's why, like, just to start us off, right, like, the election map of Rob Ford is every suburban ward of Toronto voting for Rob Ford and every downtown ward of Toronto thinking it was better than being an oaf voting against Rob Ford. And the thing is, you know, it's a if your whole election pitch is basically that other guy is a massive oaf. And if his election pitch is, at least in the case of his brother, I'm going to make the beer cheap and all of these fucking nerds who think that you're an oaf and I'm an oaf, it's going to really piss them off if you elect me. And it worked. And he was, after all of his controversies and criticisms and going to rehab and telling the people of Toronto that they were the real addicts and like letting one of his rehab friends crash his car for no reason, like to do her a favor, they still reelected him as a councillor.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they just respect what looks like a fat man that fucks. And that is the one type of person that under any circumstances you cannot get mad at.
That's right.
Like that God has thrown every single obstacle at you. It's the life equivalent of like being a Wile E. Coyote and you still get the fucked Roadrunner. You know, it's you know, he ate his cake and then fucked it too. It's insane. You can't get mad at that.
And that's why I think like every American knows Rob Ford, because hack liberal late night show hosts like Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, Craig Ferguson, everyone all looked at Rob Ford, who is this, you know, big dumb oaf, and they were like, hey, big dumb oafs shouldn't be mayor. And that was basically all they could summon.
Yeah, it should be Michael Bloomberg instead.
Yeah, exactly. Some bloodless psychopath.
Like Jon Stewart, when sort of Rob Ford was like, okay, fine, you caught it. But we're going to go through sort of the lead ups to like the video reveal, which is contains some of my favorite lines by anyone ever. But the after his reveal that he actually had smoked crack and there was video proof of him smoking crack while mayor. I'd rather a crackhead than someone who does blackface.
Crackheads can fix anything.
Yeah, they're super industrious too.
It's like, yeah, it's listen, they'll fix your microwave and they'll fix a deficit. So like there's really no downside here. Like crack is generally much cheaper than regular, you know, fair scale cocaine. So like as far as like addictions go, it's relatively, you know, at least money wise, pretty harmless as a, you know, if you're trusting a crackhead with your city's treasury, you know.
Well, it's the he said he was elected on a promise to stop the gravy train of tax money, and that's why he chose a relatively inexpensive drug.
Yeah, that's right.
It was out of fashion. It was like going to like TK Maxx or Winners and just being like, yeah, that's fine. I'm just going to buy like a, you know, Liz Claiborne men's like quintuple XL shirt because I'm not trying to waste city money. If I was trying to be self-aggrandizing, I would be like a Rick Owens. I'd be a mayor who wears Rick Owens and does cocaine, but I don't. I wear Liz Claiborne men's extra extra wide, and I smoke crack.
This is another example of the, you know, the frugality of the Great Lakes oaf, born out of just grim Protestantism. Like,
absolutely.
Ford's ancestors were sitting down in a hut in Ontario, just eating raw potatoes, like waiting for the kingdom of heaven. And Rob Ford is smoking crack when he could afford anything. He could afford, you know, he didn't want adrenochrome. Crack's the meat and potatoes of drugs. That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's because the history of Toronto, right, is essentially it's a big city of all Rob Fords, just different Rob Fords running around and some Rob Fords wearing dresses, but everyone's Rob Ford. and then all the sort of all the cool people, you know, all of the edgy cocaine people over in Montreal. And then when Montreal was sort of no longer Canada's first city, when Toronto became Canada's first city, all of those like, you know, annoying people from Montreal all moved over to the oaf city. And, you know, that's when the Rob Fords had to, like, you know, organize some kind of anti-cool people resistance. They had to create an oaf front. And that front was the dividing line between suburban and downtown Toronto.
Yes.
So some of the late night shows did some jokes about Rob Ford. They would say, this is from Entertainment Weekly, by the way, so I'm citing my sources here. The Daily Show with Jon Stewart poked fun at Ford's overly casual excuse for smoking crack, with Jon Stewart saying, "Am I a crack user? No, I'm a social crack user. When I drink, yes, sometimes I smoke a little crack. It's how I am." It's like, all right, thank you. Because that's, I feel like that's missing the point, right? Of just being like, whoa, it's, look at that. It's a crack smoking mayor. Those two things don't go together.
It's God, I sure would hate to have a crack smoking mayor. Let me go ahead and ignore the, you know, several hundred Congress people who are fucking children under Washington, D.C. at a particular pizzeria in Northwest Washington, D.C. I'll just straight up fucking ignore that. There's people in government still today in the U.S. who are like on the fucking flight logs, on Epstein's flight logs, who were like in 2012, like, oh my God, I can't believe that fat cocksucker up north would smoke crack like a...
Yeah,
like a black person? No, he wouldn't do that. Come on.
I suppose that is it's also part of the implication, right? Where it's like, why this drug doesn't go here? It goes in this other place. And you know, the liberal comedians who are like a straight guy
sniffing poppers. It's like, it's not for you, man.
Hey. So that's an example. Let's see. Craig Ferguson just basically made a Ford fat joke saying, "Looks like the only thing that guy smokes is ham," which is stupid. You saw him smoking crack.
Has that guy looked in a mirror at all?
Worst late night show I've ever played on. Terrible.
You know what? I'll give him this. His autobiography is actually really funny. It was one of the only books I had in my house when I was growing up. I lived in a super Catholic household. My brother had bought the hardcover version of Craig Ferguson's Made in America autobiography, which is one of the only non books that wasn't about the ecstasy of the Virgin Mary or any of that shit, right?
Yeah, the blood of the Savior.
Yeah, yeah. I read that motherfucker cover to cover, and it was, you know, for me, honestly, a revelation in terms of how fucked up you can be and still function as a human being. Like, this guy was a complete and total addict, wasted all the fucking time, it dealt with sobriety in many different ways and failed several times. It's he deals a lot about that, but it's like, why would you make fun of Rob Ford? You know, you've relapsed more times than you can count by your own fucking admission. And you're making fun of this beautiful oaf. Like, what's your problem?
Who is arguably funnier than Craig Ferguson, I would say, without even trying.
Absolutely.
Shall we talk a little bit about some of Rob Ford's funny things that he said? Also, I don't know. I feel almost before we go in as well, right? Like, he is a massive piece of shit, but he is also kind of a clown. And there are a few things that I read while I was looking into this, right? Where that's not fantastic. He did threaten to kill his wife a couple of times.
He groped someone at a very public function and then claimed that he was too drunk to remember.
It happens.
Yeah, it is. So he is a piece of shit. And you know, I guess it's important not to forget that. But I mean, he is also an oaf. We're going to focus on the oaf.
Yeah,
bit.
I mean, as far as being a piece of shit goes, as an elected official, he can be a Bernie Sanders, you know, a complete saint. Mm-hmm. Or you can be a Bill Clinton, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Rob Ford, I think, lies firmly on the Bernie Sanders side of the spectrum when you take into account the totality of it.